Yes, we've just caught up with music director Yannick Nezet-Séguin. You have big plans for this season, continuing themes from past seasons and exploring new things.
Well, I'm very happy that we get to have overarching themes across our season. And this main one this year will be French music in general. Now, French music is something very close to my heart, but I refrained from conducting too much French music so far with Philadelphia because I wanted to explore some other repertoire, and because I used to do a lot also with my Rotterdam orchestra, and because Charles Dutoit before me used to do a lot with this orchestra. So we needed to make sure that we would not always do the same. But now I'm very excited to conduct some of the repertoire which has been maybe the most consistent in my guest conducting career. So before I came to Philadelphia, for example, the Symphonie Fantastique and Daphné Sécloé, Ravel, that we're going to do in a few weeks. This is really repertoire I love and I've done everywhere in the world with the Berlin Philharmonic, recording with my Rotterdam Philharmonic, did this in Rome, did this in London. So this will be great, and it will also have as its centerpiece our Paris Festival in January. You know, last year we had a Vienna Festival, 2 years ago we had a St. Petersburg Festival. Now it's music around Paris, which is French, but not necessarily all French. We'll have some Stravinsky there, we'll have some Chopin, so musicians who are from a different origin, but were living in Paris at a certain time because it was one of the capitals of the world where all the cultures would meet and create something new. We also have more than French music, of course. We have, I'm looking forward especially to a Shostakovich Symphony number 4 with the orchestra, which, you know, we have a certain long-term survey of the Shostakovich symphonies. I'm looking forward to the 3rd Mahler Symphony to finish the season. I'm also conducting the 4th Brahms Symphony, but we have all of the 4 Brahms Symphonies with different conductor this season. And finally, I'm looking forward very much also to the organ celebration of the Fred J. Cooper organ, because we're very proud of our instrument here in our hall, and we will have multiple celebrations, including the world premiere of a Christopher Rouse piece for organ and orchestra, which we commissioned.
Well, as we're about to hear the Berlioz, it showcases many different parts of the orchestra. Are there any parts that we should listen for in particular?
In the first movement, when the melody starts in the main allegro, so I'm singing it very normally now, but he writes all these crescendos to create something which is a feeling of sighs and hiccups of the real impassioned character, feverish of Berlioz at that time. There's in the second movement, the harp writing is so great, and we have the recommended and, well, required 4 harps, truly, for this piece. It's only 2 parts, but he asked for at least 4, and the fact of having 4 here in this concert helped getting this beautiful part really come across vividly. The 3rd movement, the Seine au Chant, with the offstage oboe answering from a different mountain to the onstage cor anglais, is really fascinating effect. And at the end, when the 4 timpani come in, suggesting a very distant storm in the mountains, and the oboe is not answering anymore, there's this feeling of emptiness, which is really, of course, about the passion of Berlioz. In the 4th movement, all the timpani writing, because it's a march to the scaffold. And it's not only about this, but it's about the mob reacting to it. And we can also argue with that. At the moment, we can still think of how whether it's in our country or everywhere in the world, when mobs go and there's this very special energy, quite negative, that can come from this. And it's supposed to be really threatening, this 4th movement. And the 5th movement is, on the one hand, threatening, very cinematographic in its Sabbath evocation with the offstage big bell as well. But in the end, it's, I think, more triumphant and more lively than we think. And one final word about those bells. They were given to the orchestra because of Charles Dutoit. And Charles Dutoit really wanted those bells to be built and given to the orchestra in his final years here to be playing the Symphonie Fantastique. And they have even his name, Charles Dutoit, on those bells. So I hope you enjoy their sound.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we really look forward to hearing it. Thank you so much, Yannick Nezet-Séguin.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.